WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Royal Rumble week continues here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at twitch.tv/WTRLive as this is the Royal Rumble go-home show for Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use Curry Code Rocketsock or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic partner. A newsworthy show as we gear up for the Royal Rumble. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
They sold some pay-per-views tonight. Or should I say premium live events? But they
They sold Peacock subscriptions tonight.
They made some money tonight. They did some business tonight. This is one of the best go-home shows WWE has offered in quite a long time. Normally they're good, but Hunter cooked on this show.
As the kids say.
Cooked. As the kids like to say. There was a lot of aggression going on this show.
There was, but the news that came into the show was the health of Seth Rollins. He opened up Monday Night Raw, limping to the ring with a brace on his left knee. He talked about WrestleMania, his dream being in jeopardy. Fans were chanting for him. They were singing his song. He also felt like a liar because he was talking about being every defense makes him faster, stronger, whatever. And then he got hurt. And it was for the first time, it was a real possibility he may actually miss WrestleMania. Fans were chanting, no, they don't want that. He appreciated it, but he still had to get the MRI done. He was back in the middle of the week, and it wasn't great. It was a great 2 tear of his MCL and a torn meniscus. Not good.
No. No, it's really not good. And you have to wonder how much of it has been played up for TV, but
I don't think any of it's played up for TV.
I believe surgery was also thrown out.
It was a 3 to 4 month recovery time if he had needed surgery. But if it was up to him, he'd be back in the ring, stomp people's heads. But we don't know what the future holds. He's taking it day by day, but week by week, and interrupted by the Intercontinental Champion, Gunther. Rollins didn't have any time for this. He said if they're going to make an example of him, just get it over with. Rollins said, don't worry about the men. They have a fight with DIY later. Focus on me. We've been ignoring each other. And this time, it's time for us to finally meet face to face and for me to tell you what I really think. Gunther said Rollins positioned himself as a fighting champion everyone can be proud of, just like me. You pulled at the heartstrings to see Rollins, and knowing he may not make it to WrestleMania, it made Gunther sad. Rollins said Gunther and his boys should let him finish. Though, he was about to say that he doesn't give a damn what the doctors tell him or how hard he has to rehab because he is going to keep his promise. He will take this title to WrestleMania and everything in his power. He will walk out at WrestleMania as the World Heavyweight Champion. And Gunther's like, that's great. Happy to hear it. He said he thought they saw a great champion fall last week. He admires Rollins for going. That Rollins is going to do whatever he ever do to enter WrestleMania and leave with the championship. Gunther said he would do the same thing, and Rollins reminds him himself. Gunther said he's going to win the Royal Rumble, then choose Rollins as his opponent. He's going to target the knee, target the back, target every weakness, because he will target everything that's, 100, that's not 100% to beat him to become the World Heavyweight Champion. Rollins appreciated all the honesty. He told Gunther to remember who he's coming after, and then Gunther told him to remember who's coming after him. There was one flaw in this promo. Do you remember what it was?
The flaw in the promo? I don't.
That this Sunday, Gunther said, he will win Royal Rumble.
Look, we all get a little confused on whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday. You know, you just sometimes you just go with it.
I'm waiting for them to edit a voiceover into that promo when they make video packages and say this Saturday. Because they quickly put up the graphic that said this Saturday, and Cole would then go Saturday, 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 Saturday after the promo was over and done with. Before we get to anything else that happened after this, thoughts on what Rollins and Gunther had to say?
It was a really good exchange between Rollins and Gunther. I'm honestly very surprised that they're going to keep the title on Rollins. I would have thought that they would have removed it from him, and it could be that maybe they're waiting and they're seeing what's really going to happen, because I think they're supposed to get the diagnosis at some point this week in terms of prognosis of how long it's going to actually take based on the injury and if he needs surgery and that kind of thing and how he recovers. So you can kind of sort of dally with that because you have the time right now, but at some point they're going to have to make a decision on if he's actually going to be ready and if they're going to take the risk on him or not. And I would have thought that maybe it's like, okay, all right, well, you take the title off of him, you let him go do what he needs to do, you can write him off TV with a beat down, you know, whatever you have to do. And then if he comes back at WrestleMania, he comes back at WrestleMania. And you have him go into the summer saying, I'm ready to, and you redo the whole title I never lost situation again. Between him and, but it's like actually Seth now. Like the truly hilarious thing would be is if you put the title on Finn and then you tell the exact same story, but it's now Finn's the champion and Seth is the one that's chasing. If you wanted to rehash that, but we'll see where it goes. I'm curious, but given Seth's condition and given how touch and go it may be in terms of his knee, I'm very surprised that he kept the title.
This made me want to see Gunther and Rollins.
Oh, this totally made me want to see that. I would be fine with that. I think everybody would be fine with that. But it's also, it's more, oh, they're okay. We're going to go here. All right.
As Imperium was leaving, the New Day attacked Kaiser and Vinci, leading to Kingston and Woods taking on Kaiser and Vinci in a fantastic battle of teams. That ended in a double countout, and then they fought into the crowd. They fought on some production cases.
Fought everywhere.
They fought everywhere, teasing, throwing people off of things. And then the double suplex got broken up, and a double spear ensued, taking Kaiser and Vinci and driving them through the table.
This was fantastic.
Loved it.
More the after than the match, but this was really good. This was great. I love how you have Kofi and Woods being more serious. Like, I love New Day. I love New Day in terms of comedy, but it's nice when they get to be a little bit more focused and a little bit more serious and a little bit more aggressive, and you're ramping up that intensity with Imperium and the fact that Kaiser is just kind of a cocky little dick.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to put it. And then you have Vinci, who made his return, and Vinci is Vinci. He doesn't really say much, but he's there. So yeah, I like what happened here. There were some good things that happened here.
You mentioned things about the comedy with Kofi and Woods. They were backstage with Jey Uso. And Kingston's like, the people see the pancakes and the bootios and the unicorns and the unicycles, and they don't think, can they get it done when the time is right? Well, Kofi wants the big boss. He challenged Gunther to an Intercontinental Championship match.
Let's go.
Next week on Raw. Yeet.
Let's go. Get it, Kofi.
We are slowly teasing a Jey Uso New Day pairing in a 6-man tag, and that's gonna be fun.
Oh, that's gonna be amazing! It's worlds collide in terms of tag teams, but
that is something that's a slow burn.
But you need to do something with Jey Because you're not going to put him in the title picture right now. You're heading into WrestleMania. You're going to have whatever's going to happen there. So you need to do something with Jey Uso until you're ready to put him back in the title picture. And this is a good way to do it. Because you could even have Jey beat Gunther for the Intercontinental title.
You could. Could be one of the possibilities for Gunther at WrestleMania. With Jey hyping up New Day, could he be the one to dethrone Gunther? Hey, it's if a beast incarnate doesn't show up.
Oh god, please don't.
Jey and Gunther would be a hell of a match at WrestleMania.
It would be fun. It would be a lot of fun.
But Brock and Gunther would also be fun too.
If Brock wants to work.
If he wants to work, yes.
Because I feel like they went before and it was disappointing.
They teased it in a Rumble. That's all they did. And we never got it. And I think there was a tease in a Survivor Series match that Vince didn't see much at in Gunther at the time. Yeah, it's Jimmy and Jey at WrestleMania, but you never know. Nothing's official until it's official. That's why I say it's a beast at WrestleMania. I'm just saying if it's not, that would be not a bad choice.
I will say this. They're doing a fairly decent job of not forecasting what WrestleMania is actually going to be in terms of a lot of the matches. Like, we know some things. But they're doing a very good job of sort of like throwing a wrench into what everybody thinks is going to happen, because everybody thought it was going to be Cody versus Roman, and it still could be. Or it may be Cody versus somebody else. Like we always say, you know, Cody needs to finish the story. Cody needs to finish the story. Well, which story does he need to finish first?
All good questions. All good questions.
So what next? Okay, I'm talking for a second. So what do you think, Chad? What do you think is going to happen? Let's see, he could always win it before Mania, but there also doesn't need a title. No, I would agree. There doesn't, between Jey and Jimmy, there needs to be no title. It just needs to be them. Like, I would 100%, you know, just say it just needs to be them. So up next, we are going to be talking about Ivar and Gable. I love this group. It's so stupid. It's so utterly and completely stupid. Roman carries the belt out of Mania? Maybe, we'll see. I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, because I want the title to move off of Roman. Like, I see what they're trying to do, and I think they're going to try to get him to Hogan's record and surpass Hogan's record on all of that, but to me, it's gotta move soon.
We'll see. Anyway, Ivar and Gable, hell of a match.
I have zero complaints about this. Like, the one thing that I love is that Ivar is getting a chance to shine as a singles guy, which you don't get to see a lot, and he's really running with the ball.
Yes.
And of course, you know, working against Chad Gable, you couldn't have a better opponent.
You couldn't really have a better opponent, no. So that was a hell of a match. Ivar got the win, so there you go. We had some women's tag team action. Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell took on Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Shayna and Zoe got the win.
And a bit of a surprise. It was a surprise for me. I want Candice and Indy to have nice things, god damn it.
Yeah.
I just want it, and they won't give it to me, and it's very upsetting.
The Caseys got involved afterwards, and then in the face of Baszler and Stark, and then Asuka and Kairi attacked.
Yeah, we had an appearance of Damage Control this evening.
So Damage Control showed up, but their boss was there earlier, I should say, because if you watched the New Day promo, they just so happened to walk into the background, just casually stroll on in.
Yeah, you just sort of roll up. It's so fine. They work there.
So Nia Jax was in the ring, and she's talking about how she squashed Becky when they went one-on-one. She squashed Rhea when Rhea turned. Fans were doing a what? But they know they could talk all they want about facing each other, because they just don't want to face her because they can't beat her. Becky came out, told Nia to shut up, you dope. She congratulated Nia for beating her, and now she has something new to talk about for the next 5 years. She knows she has the target on her back going to Rumble, but not the one as big as Nia Jax. Not because of her size or anything like that. Just no one likes Nia. Probably injured half of them. Becky said she didn't know if she would enjoy winning the Rumble for the second time or watch Nia Jax lose. Bailey came out.
Can we just talk about how red Becky's hair was?
She got it dyed for Saturday.
That shit is like Little Mermaid Ariel red.
Freshly dyed. It will probably light.
I don't think it's going to...
as we go.
She could watch it every day between now and Rumble, and I don't think she's going to get that shit to light.
Bayley came out. She said she came to Raw to see Rhea, but this is almost better. Meeting her old friends, Becky and Nia. She will win the Royal Rumble. She then shoved Becky into Nia and attacked. Good stuff.
This is good stuff. They're building the Women's Royal Rumble, yeah. Which is good. The surprise of... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let's say the surprise of Bayley was a nice touch.
It was. Bayley was more involved later as Damage Control was being given a talk to by Adam Pearce. Natty and Tegan had a little confrontation with them. Oh no, good. They're building the Rumble slowly but surely for the women. You love to see it.
You do love to see it. Keep doing it.
Let's see. Ivy, she's beaten Valhalla. Should mention that. Saw a little match.
You know, I'm going to say this. I get just a little worried about Valhalla running around in bare feet. I'm sure it's fine, but I just, her walking backstage in bare feet, I was just like, oh, honey, no. Honey, no, you don't know where those floors have been or what's gone on them. Don't be walking around in bare feet on those floors.
Let's see. So we had the Judgment Day backstage. They were all talking. Rhea said she talked to Adam Pearce and told Priest and Bella will defend the titles against DIY next week. Rhea said that obviously they have bigger problems than Drew McIntyre, and Damian just wants to fight everyone. He's not doing that, but he was also the one walking around with a big head dude being on the cover of a video game.
Sounds like somebody's jealous.
So Damian was going to clear his head. Rhea then scolded Dom and JD for not taking care of DIY. Bella was laughing, but echoing his comments. Rhea then wanted to see more of the aggressive side, the more vicious side of Finn Balor.
One, Rhea looks super fucking cute. Two, those men's be jelly of the fact that she's on the cover of WWE 2K24. By the way, nice plug for her. And three, drama in the Judgment Day. I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. Rhea trying to hype everybody up. There's tension. There's drama. JD's happy to be there. It's all good.
Dominic took on The Miz, you had JD and Finn at ringside. Dominic would end up getting the win.
In his little furry boots.
DIY made the save as a 3-on-1 on The Miz. So DIY turned the tables. Miz and skull-crushing finale McDonough and DIY almost hit Meat in the Middle, but he was pulled to safety.
At the last second.
Damian Priest was interviewed backstage. He congratulated John will take care of business. R-Truth came in, wanted to give him his cut. Damian likes your humor, but right now is not the time. He said he talked about Drew McIntyre, accused him of stopping him from cashing the Money in the Bank out of jealousy. Tonight, he will receive his punishment. Drew would also talk about Damian, and he also
Drew
said
had a man.
He had a man, and he recalled being champion, said things weren't 100% right in the world. He said he's tired of people putting a negative spin on what he did. McIntyre spoke about how wrestlers were a constant people's lives and how people told him he has literally saved their lives. He said all this talk about from people, but there's only room for one chosen one, and that's him, leading to Drew and Damian in your main event. Hell of a match until R-Truth got involved. He was bringing Damian his cut. This allowed Damian to... R-Truth tried to get the combination, the password, for the briefcase multiple times. Damian almost had the win. He hit the move, but the ref was distracted. Drew hit the Claymore for the victory.
Jesus Christ, they were beating the shit out of each other in this match.
They were.
Like, this was just two big, beefy men slapping meat.
Well, not so much beefy. No, they're not beefy.
I mean, they're beefy in the titties.
They're muscular. They're not beefy.
So just... what's a step down from beefy?
I don't know. Chad, what's the step down from beefy?
Like, is it hammy? Clucky? No, it's not hot dog. Salami?
Maybe. I don't know.
What deli meat works with it? But anyway, it's two big dudes slapping meat. How about that?
There you go.
But they were going super, super duper hard against each other. They were both very aggressive. Like, again, it's something that when Drew does comedy is great. When Damien does comedy is great. But when they're both serious and they're both just going at each other, it's also really fantastic and great. The inclusion of Truth, where he's trying to pay off Damian, and Damian's like, I don't want any of your crap right now, and that ultimately is what cost him the match because it gives Drew the upper hand, was a really nice way to finish it.
So what do you want to talk about? CM Punk, Cody Rhodes sold Peacock subscriptions tonight.
Yeah, they did. In a big way.
They shook some hands. They took it all in. They enjoyed the moment. Punk said, you and I have been on very different paths to get here, and hopefully after Sunday, we're still friends coming out of the Royal Rumble, but let's enjoy this moment. Cody wanted to know what New Orleans wanted to talk about, and what in particular Cody did. Punk wanted to talk about Dusty. He talked about how Dusty called him to tell him he was sending his kid Cody to Ohio Valley to start his wrestling journey. Punk then recalled Dusty asking him to look after Cody, keep an eye on him. Punk said he didn't know if he was the right man for the job at that point, but when Dusty asked for a favor, you always say yes. Punk said it wasn't a hard job because Cody didn't get in any trouble that he couldn't talk his way out of, unlike some of his peers who fell into some other vices. Punk said he watched Cody go from a preliminary wrestler to becoming a bona fide main eventer, and he said it might sound a little condescending from him, but he's proud of Cody. Punk said he feels like he'll be breaking a promise, though, to Dusty during the Royal Rumble. He said he won't be looking out for Cody, he'll be looking out for himself. Punk said he will do what he has to do to win the Royal Rumble and headline WrestleMania. Cody then responded how a number of people in office see him and can't help but to see Dusty. He cast a very large shadow. He said he's done everything in his power since he left WWE to be the light in the shadow. He said he showed up in OVW with no experience and as a nepotism hire, whereas Punk had made a name for himself on the indie scene for 10 years. Punk said Cody treated him like a peer, and that's what made it bittersweet. Cody said there are no friends in the Royal Rumble. Punk then asked about Sunday morning. Punk said, can they separate business from personal, and question whether Cody can do the same. Punk said Cody is the son of one of the most iconic and legendary performers of all time. He didn't have a famous dad. Punk said he didn't see Cody as a nepotism hire, but he saw the last name as a burden. Punk congratulated Cody and told him he's done it with flying colors. Punk knew that Cody was wearing a nice expensive suit while he's wearing just gym clothes. Punk said he didn't have a famous father. His father was blue collar and electrician, which said it makes it ironic. I'm more of the American dream than you are. Cody's retort. Okay, American dream. Here's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about the pipe bomb. Cody said Punk is inspired a revolution and said he was among those inspired. Cody said Punk left, and when he left, you really left. You didn't pass the torch. You picked it up and just dropped it. Left it on the side of the road, basically. Cody said that everything Punk spoke about, he literally did. Cody said that where Punk talked, he actually walked, which makes him more CM Punk than CM Punk. Punk said it's getting hot in here. He said he repeated Cody's line about being more CM Punk than he is. Punk got in Cody's face and told him he would give him the full road to WrestleMania CM Punk experience. Punk said Cody had carried the company for 2 years, and they gave him the video game cover pedigree. Punk said that just as Cody was about to cross the finish line, a bigger superstar who hasn't come around in a very long time showed up to take it all away from him. He's talking about himself, not, you know, the Dwayne guy. There you are, Cody said, looking out for me again. Cody said Dusty was his best friend, and he often quoted John Wayne. He recalled one quote that said, quote, courage is being scared to death but settling up anyway. Cody said he's one direction to go, and that's forward. If he goes through, he will go through Punk at the Royal Rumble. They then went legitimately nose to nose to nose to nose.
I'm pretty sure they kissed.
For a very awkward long time.
I mean, there was no tongue. It was, but they could have slipped each other tongue and it would have been fine.
It was a lot of nostril.
There was a lot of nostril going on.
This was money making, promo selling at the best. It's legitimately a promo you can look back on and go, okay, they sold subscriptions, they sold pay-per-views, they sold whatever you want to call it, and they eventually set up a Cody Punk match, which would be a money-making match, and it just built more story into the Royal Rumble, because you got Damien and Drew, and you got Cody and Punk, you got all these guys talking their way into the Rumble, but only one of them can win.
I'm not a Punk person, I'm not a Cody person. But I have to give credit where credit is due. This was really, really, really good. This made them money tonight. You set up plans for the future. You set up plans for the Royal Rumble. You set up a lot of different things. Because we kind of, to the point of overuse it, saying that Cody needs to finish the story. Well, now there's several different stories that Cody has to finish. Or perhaps different chapters of the overall story that Cody has to write and finish. And one of those chapters is CM Punk and the history between himself and CM Punk that goes all the way back from when Cody started into AEW to now. So you have a lot of really rich history
that you can draw off on. And if you do Cody and Punk at Mania,
I can think of worse things, because the build would probably be really fantastic, especially if they're both looking to do stuff like this.
All about
Although I did see something, I did see something really funny when Cody said, like, I'm more CM Punk than CM Punk. Somebody tweeted out just the line of Punk's could be like potential report of which buck did you hit? It's like, oh man, if only they'd said it, but they didn't. They didn't. There were no references to anything. But I just saw that on Twitter, and I was like, "That was good. Somebody deserves a for that."
Yeah, this is really good. A couple things left about this show, and there's just video package relating the by the numbers. Really well done. Gave me a statistic to talk about on Thursday. Look out for that. And number two, that was the best use of Hulk Hogan in a decade.
I mean, they didn't have to use Hulk Hogan.
They didn't. But that was the best use of Hulk Hogan in a decade, other than the line about one more time. But him putting it over the Hulk Hogan legendary WWE performer, not Terry Bollea, the
racist.
Whatever, the performer helped push the importance of the show. He's walking with a cane. He's not walking to the ring, brother.
He has no business being in the Royal Rumble.
No, but it was a nice use of 40 years of Hulkamania, pushing it, telling the story. For anything else, his voice is iconic enough that it works for a hype package. That's all that is. It's a hype package, and it worked. But the tease is, you never know who will show up. He talked about himself, but you never know who's cooking.
You never know.
It's the best way to put it. But that was Raw. Good show.
This was a fantastic way to build to the Royal Rumble. I'm actually excited to see what they do for SmackDown to follow it up. Because this was something. I don't think it'll quite have the same sort of like heat on it just because of Cody and Punk, but yeah, this was good.
We'll talk more about the Royal Rumble this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack, as we preview the entire show at 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night after said SmackDown will be the Royal Rumble simulation in WWE 2K23 at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll do the matches, simulate them all, have a hell of a time, and some fun. Roman was in the teaser for SmackDown. He'll be there.
Yeah, it's Royal Rumble. Yeah, I think he has to be there.
He'll be there. Saturday night, right after the Royal Rumble, we'll be live with The Rack reviewing the entire thing. And if you want other opinions, you tune in Sunday for WTR Sunday Night reviewing the Royal Rumble. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Supporting Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. We're Lynn's Landlord, as we are.
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LynnsWard, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LynnsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynnsWard. Or you can follow me on the TikToks, LynnsWard0.
There you go. So this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and right back here for the Raw Post Show. Every Monday night, except when there's football, live across the West of the Wild Talk Brand Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. I'm Gandhi, I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality, the cult of personality. Wild Talk Radio.